What's your name again?
86.
It's in April. I gotta go back camping.
And that's Keith Francis?
Yeah. So you could have your next meeting and vote at that time. Rick's the assistant or vice chairman or something. So you get the meeting notice out.
Well, and I would like, and we can do that. I would like to have a little discussion about this right now, and I will tell you what's kind of on my mind about this issue. Ron, you are really engaged in this, and I'm wondering if you would ever consider being nominated to the county to be selected in this chair position. Because, I mean, each of us that are on the paid full-time staff will attend a multitude of these meetings all the time, where if you're just a volunteer, you can't afford to be gone all the time. You have to make a living somehow. But you're really engaged in this, and you do a good job, and I'm just wondering if you would even consider doing
it. Well, I'm supposed to be retired for the third time, but I'm basically...
You're telling that to the wrong person.
Being a full-time. Well, wait till you get to the retirement stage and you think you're retired. That's a whole new...
You know, I retired once in 1992, so that's been a day or two ago.
But I am a full-time realtor also with CJR Carroll Realtors, and... Also, just recently appointed with our steering committee on our missions and meeting with the First Baptist Church, and some extensive work there. I don't believe my time frame will, and I don't have the staff. I mean, it's just me. The advantage to having one of you guys as the leaders of the city is that you've got some staff that can put some teeth in the production and things that we need to have sent out and so forth. And you guys have been here much longer than I have. I've been here 7 years. I've learned a lot in 7 years. But I have a strong interest to be productive and be involved. But I think we could be much stronger if we keep it in the hands of chairmanship of one of the online city.
Well, certainly the staff thing can be overcome because. You can have a staff. You have a county staff. So it isn't like you don't have it. You wouldn't have a staff. It fundamentally, I would say, leadership in running these meetings is the big commitment there. I'm almost thinking that you do more away from these meetings than most of us do away from these meetings now. Maybe you can actually get yourself a staff and may not have to do quite all of that in the future. So.
That's a crush on Randy. Randy, you're retiring.
Maybe this.
Wow.
Is this guy's team, too, so don't even mention Randy.
What does that mean for this board?
I would have the staff to help out as far as bringing agendas, different things, and handling stuff like that. Minor stuff, doing a lot of research, that would be a little difficult for me.
I don't do much research on my staff. This will be a hope and listen to Ron.
Give it. Update.
Well, I kind of dig into the rail side for all the obvious reasons of trying to promote new technology, new endeavors, and hopefully going to be successful on one of these days. And particularly that transload facility has the most promise for our area. Mm-hmm. But that takes a lot of concentration just and working to that.
But I think the staff piece, once you realize what resources you would have, or the chairman, whether it's you or whether it's someone else, if they're a volunteer chairman, that they would have at their disposal. And of course, David and I see volunteer chairman, the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Park Board, the Board of Adjustment, all of those are volunteer chairmen, but our staff is their staff. So that's produced by a staff. They just need to run the meetings, and they have to have a heart for the projects, and they have to have an interest in doing it. I think that's the qualifications for a chairman for an organization like this, as much as it is trying to have a staff, because I don't know that the strength of these kinds of things is having a volunteer chairman be an administrative person. That's not what this is about, in my estimation, unless I'm
Being involved with all the bigger issues, the myriad of issues that these cities and municipalities have, and being involved with the leverage that could be by being conversant with and familiar with the mayor and the aldermen of both cities, that's an important facet for that chairperson to leverage for the future of Taney County and the projects we undertake. And again, it might sound good to have someone like myself as a separate entity, but I think that there's a lot of implications there that weighs pros and cons, but I don't think it's in the cards for me to be able to take on that activity. Yeah, so I'm going to give you the quick
wrestling.
Get to the quick answer.
Just wanted it.
But I will continue to support to the nth degree this committee and the leadership as it comes forward in these areas, in these endeavors, including a lot of my own computer work, graphics, and all of that. But fortunately, as a realtor, I have a lot of computer graphics, and my previous endeavors in research and development, I've got a lot of computer graphics and can assist in those. Get material that's meaningful to people. Get it down in the layman's term where it means something to folks.
Okay.
What about Keith Francis? His background, do you think he would be a good fit at this time, or is it?
Sometime in our roles at the city, he's been on this stormwater, erosion, street maintenance stuff, not transportation things. Because I did transportation, he did that stuff, and I'm another guy that.
What about the strip? That's the.
It's what he has mostly been made. So the city's got to.
Big shoes to fill, big learning.
Well, the other thing with Keith is he's going to start a whole new, very demanding learning curve.
Without an assistant.
Yeah, and to ask him to do a couple of things like that when he hasn't sat on the board ever, that'd be kind of a...
Who would that start leaning toward? How about you, Lance?
Here's something that I personally think. If I do this, you're going to have one. It'll be me, and I'll do the best I can. But if we can get somebody else to do this, I'll help, and all of us will help, and then you'll at least have the chairman and our best effort to do this. So that's kind of the thought process there, is that we may be better off. Because right now, I mean, you guys know how many things we chair. And it isn't that we can't chair one more, but you're splitting the pie pretty dang thin. Where if, in fact, we could get somebody that's not really, that, like I say, has the qualifications, the heart for this, that really sees a value in this, is dedicated to moving the ball forward, that kind of stuff. If we can find somebody there, I think we can come alongside and support. The other thing is, I'm a little hesitant to come up with somebody that hasn't ever been on the board. And they just show up and now they're the chairman.
Right.
That hasn't worked out so well.
Yeah, you need some transition. It's helpful.
So anyway, that's some thoughts. I mean, you're right. It's boiling down.
Someone that's younger that's not going to be retiring for another 30 years, right?
Well, I was retiring in 1992 as well. I mean, it was from high school, but
mine wasn't exactly that. Tom Snyder is a capable guy. He's here, but he hasn't been. He misses a lot of meetings. I mean, he would tell you that. I mean, that's the facts.
And we can make Randy a board member.
He did not want
Randy's going away.
Okay, so Tom doesn't even want to be reappointed.
Well, you'll be freed up to do other things, and you could come back, keep coming back here.
Well, I would try. We're down. No, I don't think I can have my wrestling. I guess that's about it.
If you'd be willing to consider this,
I would definitely try.
Okay, well then, I think that's...
It sounds like a volunteer.
I have confidence that you're capable of doing it. So if you're willing to do that, I think the process is we nominate to the commission. Is that right?
Sounds right.
And then they appoint or confirm, I'm not sure which. So I'll make a motion to nominate.
Second?
Take a motion and second. Any discussions or last words?
Well, I think if everyone else says no.
Well, one aspect that also brings to the table is his extreme knowledge of Tatum County, the back roads of America here. Yeah. Every issue we've come up, he knows exactly the plot of ground and the piece where it's
on this side. And on this side, I know pretty well. The 43 years on the eastern side of Tatum County now. So.
And you're not bashful. We need somebody that speaks out. You present to them also.
Sometimes it's not a positive.
Okay, so you have a motion and a second.
All right. any other nominations? Okay, is there everybody in favor of Doug as chairman to be asked to the county to appoint him? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Yay. He's big salary raise.
Right.
Good enough loans.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner White, do we need to do something formal to move this forward, or you understand what we're trying to accomplish?
The statutes, we get the wording on it. Probably somebody would send an email to Shanna saying that we recommend.
David?
We need.
One last need. You need to replace yourself, everybody.
You need to have any recommendations on positions that are kind of open. If people put their minds on it, they might kind of work at the same time.
Okay.
Which are actually...
Well, Keith definitely would be your representative, right?
And like Rick said, I may need down the road a bit. Right now, he's kind of be overwhelmed. And I don't know what we're going to do with the city.
Do you have, do you have someone in mind that...
No, I really don't. I thought about it quite a bit. There's not a whole lot of depth. And it could be a non-staff person, I suppose.
Wait.
Somebody that...
I mean, that would be possible.
A business man from the city, if you will.
Yeah.
A man.
That would be good, too, to have that additional flavor to the committee. They give a different perspective.
But Matt, the one that is open, that was one kind of out toward, like, is it 7? That was out kind of past the 86 area, which, I mean, could easily be filled by a businessman. I sure think if we could get someone from the city, and the second with the other one here, that was my point. If Tom's not going to renew, maybe ask someone through the city of Forsyth. If they would have someone that they would, because I know, which you know, I had a lot. I mean, most of the stuff happens on your guys' side, but it'd be nice to, it wouldn't hurt if someone from the city of Forsyth was.
I think one of the strengths of this board is that the way it was laid out is the equal representation across the entire county, and so I think it's powerful because. What happens is people get disenfranchised on the eastern side of the county and feel like they don't have a voice sometimes when the western's getting all of their stuff. We need to, that can't be the case. That needs to not be the case. And so we need to have good representation from all. But it appears basically there's going to be Tom's seat, there's going to be an open seat. Jim Youngblood's seat's been open for a while, and now David. So we're going to have 3 seats open. So, anyway, let's... I always wonder about Jamie Keyes.
I asked him, remember you gave me consulting for the first Senate, he was too busy. He said, back, that's been several months ago, 6
Tell him that you'll leave him alone if he'll nominate somebody else.
He was going to look for me. He was going
to,
but he never
could
get back.
He forgot that part. He needs to go back and do it.
And what Tom said, that in his business, he had just gotten too busy that he couldn't make the meetings. It wasn't he didn't have an interest, but he just...
Well, be good, because he owes me a SCADA system, and I'd really like him to show up and do that.